Welcome to Movie Geeks United, a special impromptu episode on a Friday night. Just to let you guys know, this will not replace the Sunday night show. We'll still be back with Mike Lee on Sunday. But we're having this little impromptu session because we have a breaking news story right now. I could resist.
Perfect.
All right, so everybody knows what the story is, and I personally think that this is, I mean, definitely it's the biggest movie business-related story of the year, but I think it has much larger implications
because
of this, I mean, this past, yeah. The goings-on of this past week. So, anyone that's been under a rock, Sony Studios, their motion picture division, was hacked because they have plans to release The Interview, the juvenile comedy with Seth Rogen and James Franco. The FBI has definitively asserted that North Korea is behind the hack, and we can only assume, because they're not happy with The Interview being released, which is a movie that kind of makes comedy out of an attempted assassination of Kim Jong-un. So last week, all the theaters, all the major chains, decided they did not want to carry the movie because the hackers threatened kind of 9/11 style attacks on any theaters that play the movie. And so then the next day, Sony announced that they were pulling it from its Christmas Day release. And look, this isn't some kind of art film. It's a tentpole movie. This is a tentpole holiday. There's the 4th of July, there's Memorial Day, and there's Christmas Day. So this was a major movie, a $42 million budget, many, many more millions of dollars in advertising behind this movie. And now Sony's looking at something like a $75 million loss if they don't find a way to recoup this somehow. So let me ask you guys, first of all, on the theaters part, Sony gave the theater chains the option of deciding whatever they wanted to do. If you're a movie theater and you know this threat is out there, you don't know how credible it is, but it's out there, and you could be held liable if something happens in your theater from playing that movie because you knew of the dangers, would you still play it?
Well, I mean, I would. I mean, I think I would. I mean, you know, the whole issue of liability here, first of all, is an interesting one. We would actually get lawsuits over,
yes,
over something like this?
I mean, yes.
you think people would sue?
Yes.
How many, hold on a minute, how many people have sued who were in that theater that got shot up a few years ago?
A lot of them have. A lot of them have sued that movie chain. Yes, I don't think they've gone to court yet, but they have filed lawsuits against whatever chain that was.
We live in a day and age where the theater thing could have been bypassed at first, and even though there are, you could have gone to on demand, you could have gone to Netflix, you could have gone to other avenues.
But I want you to answer the first question.
These theater chains took the advice of their legal counsel. So
yes.
I suppose if my legal counsel told me that we shouldn't do it, I suppose I'd have to cave into that. However, I do.
You're also forgetting something else, though. The other theaters, the other studios, were pressuring Sony not to release the movie because they didn't want this to impact their business. Because you have Unbroken, Into the Woods, you have the movies that open today. There are other studios that were furious that the studios were pressuring, you know, Sony, and they did not want this movie played because, my God, this is gonna affect our bottom line too. This thing affected the whole industry on Christmas Day. You know, as Jamie said, one of the busiest days of the movie going, you know, year, and Sony was pressured by other studios. But before we get to that, I was surprised. It was first Carmike and ArcLight were the first, and then everyone was waiting for AMC and Regal. And when they went ahead and did this, then you knew, you know, I was shocked. I didn't think Regal and AMC would do this. I didn't think any of the theater chains would do this because movie going attendance is down this year. And I really did not think they were going to do this. I was shocked.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of nonplussed about it as well. I mean, they had to have gone with their legal counsel, and that's all there is to it.
Yeah,
and,
but looking at it from this perspective, if attacks did occur in movie theaters across the country as a result of this, it would hurt the industry. I mean, it would have a major impact, I think, at least in the short term, on the financial stability of the industry itself.
Well, first of all, I don't think there's anything, you know, any actual North Korean operatives in here ready to attack
the
theaters.
We don't. That's a risk you don't want to take, though. Let me put it to you: like, we don't know that. We know that North Korea is responsible for this. We know that now. We don't know. Was China in on it? Did they use the city, that hotel in China, to do this from? We don't know if they have ops. We have no idea what they have. That they were able to do this, though. What you have to remember is what the president said earlier in the press conference today. You had a state, not a group, not anonymous. You had a state hack into a Hollywood film studio, which itself sounds like the basis for a movie. They did not go after it because they went after Hollywood. This guy had such an inferiority complex.
Yeah.
He used all their resources to go into a studio, not the Pentagon, not the White House, but Sony Studios. Now, there are cultural implications of this too, because we forget Sony is a Japanese company, and the Koreans, and they have a very bad history between the two of them from the Second World War. So you have to take that in consideration.
Well,
don't
you think that Kim Jong-un looks at this as an absolute personal insult because, you know, he is amongst all the dictators, why did they choose him as the subject of the movie? Why? Because he's funny.
I don't know that.
They're ridiculous. Hold on a minute. Let me just say this.
They're ridiculous.
He's a ridiculous target. His father was a ridiculous target. He was, his father was spoofed in that Trey Parker movie.
Team America.
Team America.
He was disturbed by that, but he did not go ahead and launch Major, and he could have at the time, I'm sure, done something. But let's talk about Team America for a second. And the other thing, this is not the first time we have appeased someone. We did this with the Red Dawn remake. Remember, those were supposed to be Chinese villains, and then we went and made them North Koreans, which I don't. No one.
They didn't get
that
mad.
That correction was made in the pre-production, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was made. I think they did that in the pre-production, but they were so, God, if we made a movie with the Chinese as the bad guys, will the Chinese pull everything out of the treasury? You know, that's what they're all worried about. Would the Chinese, not anything else, would the Chinese take all their money out of the country if we did this? I would have said, maybe let's just not make the movie because it sounds pretty stupid.
While you brought that up, keep whatever you have in mind because you brought this up, so this is a good segue.
Okay.
In terms of, should North Korea be upset? Should they, and should the studio have made the movie? You know, if you threaten the president's life here in this country, you're arrested, aren't you? Isn't it against the law? So it's not like we're not touchy about it ourselves.
But,
We did a movie, there was a movie a few years ago called Death of a President that was about the supposed the assassination of George W. Bush. So, you know, I mean, so it's not historically unprecedented.
It's not historically unprecedented, and that's a good movie.
And by the way, let me just mention some other things too. Like we had the assassination, the supposed assassination of Queen Elizabeth in one of the Naked Gun movies, and then we also had the supposed assassination of the Pope in Foul Play. You know,
now that's
back
true.
In the 70s. So this isn't stuff that's unprecedented. You know?
And they killed the Pope and the Godfather 3.
To use a real person, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so what if the makers of the interview had merely done a Kim Jong Il like person?
Well, this is my thinking about that.
But without Kim Jong Il's name and without the country.
Yes, this is my thinking on that. They didn't do it that way because because their brand of comedy and a lot of funny, really funny comedies walk the dangerous line.
Mm-hmm, right.
And there's a danger in that concept. There's a gumption in that concept that just, you know, plays hard.
I mean, they're just getting off of doing This Is the End. And if we remember the concept of This Is the End, all of those actors are playing themselves. So,
and
that's already a ridiculous, dangerous line right there.
Yeah.
So it would be ridiculous for them to go back and pussyfoot out on it now.
Well,
you know,
I was reading.
So first of all, I'm just talking about the movie itself and why they did it this way.
Well, Kim Jong-un was not, it was Sony that decided on the actual villain, because I think they were going to go another way. They were going to go with the makeup, you know, more like in the tradition of the Marx Brothers and Charlie Chaplin, make up someone. You know, they were going to do that. But no, Sony was like, all right, go ahead with it. They had gotten, Sony had gone to the CIA, the FBI and everything while this was in pre-production and,
why didn't they vet it beforehand anyway? You know,
they did. It sounds like it was vetted beforehand, but they just went. I think Sony. I don't know how you could not. It was someone in the Clinton administration. I was reading this on the Daily Beast earlier today. Said a guy in one of the articles was. They said, you know, half of the stuff the North Koreans will find funny, the other half, we don't know. And it was very uncommon.
because they've been driven insane by years of
dictatorship. Well,
they had
a lot of ideas when they were in pre-production of this movie. One of their ideas was, instead of James Franco, to have like a Charlie Rose character, like a really established journalist, have to go over there and do that. So they went through a couple of iterations of it. But, yes, Sony was in full support behind the movie, and I don't know if they had reason to think that it would result in something in an international crisis like this. They probably thought, look, it's a stoner comedy. Would you, you know, like, why the hell?
Well, I mean, they had already done something, you know, again, you know, going back to Team America, but also even going back further to South Park.
Yeah.
You know, with Saddam Hussein. And hey, let's go back even further with, Hot Shots Part 2, where they also wanted to go and assassinate Saddam Hussein. So,
well, he's the villain in both of those. I mean, they make vicious fun of him. So there is that. You're right. You have a president, and you have obviously South Park and Team America. And, you know, Team America, he was, you know, the reports were he did finally see the movie, I think a couple months after it had been out. He saw a bootleg copy, and reports were he was not up, he was disturbed by it. The father was disturbed, was the words that people used.
He was disturbed by it, for sure.
I want to go back further. A lot of people, you know, have been using Chaplin's The Great Dictator as an example. And I want to bring
That's
up
a great,
about,
yes.
It's not, and a lot of people think, you know, Tony Macklin got very upset with me yesterday that I would even dare to compare it to. I'm not comparing the actual movies, the substance of the movie. I'm comparing the situation. Chaplin was, you know, even hesitant about, you know, finishing the film. There's the other studios, remember, the Germany was our, loved, we took in all the American movies. They loved, right up until the start of the Second World War, they really, you know, they were our biggest.
Hitler stole his mustache from Chaplin, so there you go.
Okay.
I mean, that's where
he
got his mustache from.
No,
so.
Remember, Stalin, you know, remember, dictators love our movies. Stalin loved our Westerns. Hitler loved our movies, you know. Dictators love these things. But I want to say, though, the studios, the Jewish-owned studios were all, you know, they had people, they were working with the German government. They were, because they was about money. Even back then, it was about money. They were not thrilled with Chaplin's movie because they thought this will rock the boat. The one person who persuaded, now there's a documentary we saw earlier this year, we talked about it on the show actually, on Turner, FDR said, finish the movie. FDR said, you have to finish making this movie. This is a great. You're on the right track. He basically said.
You also have Citizen Kane, which was the veiled fictitious representation of Hearst.
What? This is a horrible precedent. This is just horrible.
Yes.
There are other ways around this, what we've talked about, but I just think this doesn't send out a good message.
Yeah,
at all.
I mean, if they don't want to release it in the theaters, the problem here, of course, is that, you know, we say, well, release it on video on demand. Well, the problem is it's Sony, and Sony's only real video on demand possibility, really, like that presents itself immediately, is releasing it on PlayStation. And who watches it, movies like that, really?
A lot of people. I mean, that is a major.
But it's not going to reach a whole lot. You know,
No, it's not. But show some. My feeling about this is show some balls. If you're saying in your press release that you don't want this movie to be hindered and hidden away, and you believe in free speech, then show some balls and put it out on the platform that you own, which is a major platform. Yes, it will only be a fraction of the audience you could have reached.
And it will go into torrent sites immediately, first of all. Then it goes into torrent sites immediately.
And once they release it and nothing happens, then all the other platforms will follow. They have to set the
precedent.
But then
it'll also be dead at the theater, right?
Yeah, well, that's over. That's not coming out.
That's not going to happen. But, see, that is caving. It still is caving. You know,
what theaters are they going to release it in? Nobody will play it. They don't own theaters.
Well, the theaters are pussies, is what I'm saying.
But they do own a platform in which to distribute this movie, and they're not using it.
Well, that's true.
There's an article.
I guess they're not using
it.
I mean, they might as well go ahead and use it because they're going to have to write off $75 million, so you might as well try and make some money out of it, even if it's
$10. It's better than zero.
Yeah.
But more than anything, it says something. You know, it says, you know, we have no control over whether the theaters play it or not, but we can damn well play it ourselves. We're not going
to
cave.
Well, they're probably
how vulnerable
to
are
hit.
They? They've already been hacked. I mean, it's what else can be done to them, really?
Well,
right.
They have the PlayStation, and they would have to make. They have to, and that while that's a small thing, it's still something, as you say. They would have to make in order to get the. I read the article that was on Fast Company this morning to get it to your Box, Roku, and other streamings. They would have to make do a lot of deals immediately. And that does not take. That's not an overnight thing. It's going to take a while for it to get. But they could do it, and it would happen in a couple of months, probably. But Jamie says you've got to make something.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the process of this. I just know that they have the power to release it on PlayStation 3. I don't know exactly how they do it, but do that.
Yeah.
Get it out there in some form, and other businesses will you know pull up their bootstraps and they'll finally say, okay, I guess we shouldn't be such pussies, and they'll release it as well. I mean, it can be a domino effect.
Well, they'll release
effect.
It, but way on down the line and so forth. So yeah, I mean, it's still a movie that's going to be marginalized, and it's going to be marginalized because of what this idiot over there in North Korea did.
Well,
you know,
I wanna,
commanded to be done.
Right now, this movie has.
Well, I don't see how this movie could be a satisfying watch at this point because the level of the movie's beside the point now. I mean, it's about maintaining our freedom to actually see the movie more than it is about the movie.
Well, there have been lots of reviews of the movie too. People have seen the movie, and the one constant I was getting was James Franco was the thing weighing the movie down, keeping it from true like comic greatness. Seth Rogen was superb, but they say Randall Park, who played the dictator, and the female actress in the movie stole the movie. They said that, and Randall Park is the one from who plays the military candidate in Veep. They said he still walks away with the movie. He's superb. That was the overriding thing I kept getting from reviews. This was a near miss, really.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter how good or bad the movie is at this point. This is what Bill Maher has to say. He says, I understand Sony is getting back at North Korea's bomb threats by planting their own bomb in theaters on Christmas. It's called Annie.
that's getting savage reviews, man. That movie's just getting trashed.
Yeah, it's interesting too. There were a few movies that were leaked, including Mr. Turner and Annie.
All part of the hack.
Let's talk about, because I brought this up at the end of the show, the Golden Globe show. The hack is actually really important, and I did not know. I knew it would lead to something threats about the movie, but it never dawned on me that they would not show the movie.
Yeah.
There's just too much money involved. I thought, well, you've got to at least do something. This would happen.
How long have we been watching previews for that movie now? It's been in front of every movie for like the past 3 months.
And now we've got to hope that it shows on a double bill with the Day of the Clown Cry at this point. I mean, we really do. But I want to talk about the emails, because the emails, though, reveal, if you, those emails, and they are private property. I don't know if I agree with Aaron Sorkin's piece in the Times. I think he's just upset because he's mentioned so much in those emails.
Tell me what Aaron Sorkin says, because I think I might agree with him. What does he say?
It's like listening to a private conversation, and it's property of Sony, and it's no one's business. And he thinks that the media, the New York Times, who he wrote for, and
the media
shouldn't report on it. Now, I agree. You know, yes, it is. It's part of this hack and everything. But it's like that whole, I hate to say it, that genie out of the bottle. It's out there. There's nothing you can do about it.
And it was just like that old line, you know, if they think it'll sell one newspaper, if they think it'll get one click, they're going to do it. So that's just the way it is.
But this is an important factor, and it's an important thing you bring up. Yes, we live in a culture where that's destined to happen. But that doesn't mean that culture is right. I mean, by releasing all this crap, that doesn't enrich our lives in any way whatsoever or inform us in any profound way. By doing that, they're playing right into the terrorists' desires. They're giving what they want.
Yeah. Hypocrisy on our part and the people, you know, reading these things, because we're so aghast, the NSA listening into all and reading our emails and listening.
Well, we're
stuff,
really
we
just interested in any kind of weird angle on celebrity. Is what it is.
It opens up our
the reason that stuff gets printed is because, you know, everybody wants to know, you know, everything about the stars or whatever. Like, if people weren't interested, then it wouldn't get printed.
Well, one of the things that interested me, and I agree with Sorkin for the most part, but I think the thing that really came out of it was when the James Bond script leaked. That was the thing that, you know, actually leaked that out. And now this happens all the time. Ain't It Cool News has been doing this since they've existed. They've managed to get a hold of early versions of scripts or anything. But the idea that you could do a lot of damage, and this is what I noticed is that before the movie was canceled and all that, the big story was Sony was going back to using faxes and using a lot of regular mail for everything, which is a smart thing. They were actually there as of last week. Their whole system is still compromised. They couldn't pay people.
One thing about their decision not to show the movie, if it is ill-conceived or whatever, if corporations are people, then we have to look at Sony as a person who's been very, very shocked, who's very in a state of shock, not really making decisions very wisely.
Well, you know, the best argument that corporations are people in this case is they released 400,000 social security numbers and medical histories and all this kind of stuff. I mean, that's damaging, and that, you know, that's just not right.
It's horrible. No, it's not.
I mean, you got to give the credit, the press, some credit for not publishing some of that shit if they've got some of that.
That's good, but I want to
know. Yeah, I guess.
You bring that up.
I'm just being honest.
No, that's good. But, you know, as we say this, you know, today a story just broke before we got on. Staples has been breached. You know, 1 million cards were breached there. And then, of course, a year ago we had Target, then Home Depot, then Bernard Goodman. You know, it's all part of a thing. It's my thing is, not just that, but going back to the screenplays being leaked in the sense of, I think if I was a studio, especially if I was Disney, I would take everything offline. I would take any sensitive.
I'm sure they've done that with Star Wars. I'm sure that they started doing that a week or two ago.
Yes, that's true.
Because that's what the point of sending me the other night is. I would just take everything offline right now. Any sensitive information, go back to. This will give bike couriers new meaning in Los Angeles and in any city, really. The bike courier will be coming back even more so than ever. Faxes will be used again because this is, you just can't risk it. You have to always assume that, especially in the internet age, there's someone working on the way to hack into your system or to hack into anything. There's someone always doing this.
Who's releasing Black Hat? Is it Sony or is it somebody else?
I don't know. I don't know off the top of my head. But
I wish I knew that because... Yeah, I mean, I would release that on Christmas Day instead of the interview. I mean, that's the Michael Mann thing, right?
Is that what it's called? Okay.
Yes, yeah. Black Hat.
Yeah, you're right. They should do that.
Yeah, I mean, this has just gotten. I would, yeah, but you're right. I'm just looking who's releasing it. I hope they're not going to pussy out and not release this now.
It might be Universal. I think he makes movies for Universal. I'm not sure, though. Or Disney. He made Insider for Disney. He made Heat for Warner Brothers.
Does this feel like a different, things have been hacked into before, but does this feel different? Does this just feel different because we're into movies and...
This is a major deal because not only because of the further implications. They can threaten anyone about anything, and that limits our freedom of speech. But it also is kind of like a declaration of, not to be too melodramatic about it, but it's a declaration of, if not war, of a serious conflict because the president. Says that he has to weigh his options about coming back with a proportional response.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to the government acting out on behalf of a corporation, I mean, that's a touchy thing that isn't usually done on a public forum. But
right.
Obama said today that, you know, this is a major, major breach and they did a lot of damage and we're going to have to create a response. So
right.
This is an international incident. I mean, this goes beyond movies.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes, it's
yeah. I mean, it is an attack on a structure. It's not an attack on a physical structure like 9/11 was, obviously, but it is an attack on a structure, not only just a corporate structure,
but also the point of 9/11 was to create an attack on our way of life as well.
Mm-hmm.
And in some respects, they succeeded in that.
Yeah. Yes,
this is another facet of that. I mean, sure, no one's been killed, and that was the great tragedy of 9/11 was that occurred. But they are chipping away at our freedom even to choose to see a fucking movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's a big.
That's exactly why they should just go ahead and release it in the theaters and say, "Come on, motherfuckers, come on, do it." And anybody that comes in, and if there is some kind of incident, if someone comes in and says we're going to sue over that, fucking throw that shit out of court.
Wait a second. You're forgetting something else though. Now, and we don't know, this could still happen. There are going to be pranks galore come Christmas Day. And
yeah.
I'm talking about little minuscule things like kids, people pulling a fire alarm or something. You've got to take that. There's gonna be,
well, that's a good way to go get your ass shot up these days.
Yeah. Yeah, but no. But I'm just saying there will be pranks, and there will be
the days of pranks are not going to last very long.
I'm just saying. Even let's say the movie did come out. You would still have that. You know that there are going to be jokers calling in. Oh, the 2:15 show of the interview. Don't you shouldn't. You know, there's a bomb under a seat. You know, there's going to be stupid shit like that. And I think there'll still be.
Yeah, that will happen. And you know what empowers more incidents. Of all of these things, the press,
mm-hmm.
because I do believe, I mean, there was a period in the 70s and 80s when all we heard about were serial killers, and it seemed like one right after another.
Right.
Today, that's been replaced by mass shootings. And when you see it in the news 24 hours a day, the people that are so deranged that they would actually do something like that to begin with think,
mm-hmm.
oh, my God, I want to be on the news 24 hours a day. And so then you
mm-hmm.
see another one the next week. So if we start getting reports of threats against movie theaters and people going in trying to smuggle bombs or weapons or something,
right.
That's going to be a ricochet effect. And every, you know, that's what I fear anyway.
Yeah, that's, mm-hmm. and let's not forget in the 70s, like hijacking, plane hijackings you would always hear about on the news. So there's
right.
always things like
that.
I was
huge.
Thinking about that. Yeah, that was a big thing. You're absolutely right, Jamie. It is the pressure, that, and you realize it's what they some of the things that they do. But this is a big thing, and it's going to be a big thing in our local news. I assure you, in Atlanta and Lakeland and here in D.C., we're going to get incident. We're going to get incidents galore next week and the week after.
The fact of the matter is,
just,
where are they going to play
yeah.
it? You know, the major chains about out, but if they choose like a theater that has like. If they choose Tolkien's theater, or not Tolkien, the guy that wrote Game of Thrones.
What about Landmark or something? Play it at all the landmarks, you know.
Well,
who's the guy that wrote Game
of
Thrones? Of
them.
Oh, George R. R. Martin wants to show it
yeah.
in Santa Fe, I believe.
Yeah, and then Michael Moore, if we show it at his theater or whatever. The worst thing that they can do is show it at one theater because
mm-hmm.
it's like a single big target. It's like, all right, this is the one place in the country where it'll be.
Well, what did you make of
well,
Paramount?
Well, I mean, look, if it's released in 2,000 theaters, what, are they going to attack 2,000 theaters all at once? I mean, that's impossible.
No, but it's going back to what the 1% thing that Cheney talked about. You know,
but
if there's a 1% chance.
The
you
one
know,
theater it does happen in.
Yes, the one theater it would happen in. Now, if it's going back
to our
first.
And that could destroy their company because
but
happened, they.
Because
they played it knowing that this was a possibility.
Well, it could destroy them, but it's also a psychological
but you can't
thing,
then,
too.
But anybody who would sue a theater for something that happened, well, first of all, they knew going in that it was a possibility. So wouldn't that be thrown out of court immediately?
Well, you're forgetting something else, though. It's a psychological thing, too. God forbid something like that happens. I can assure you people are not going to be rushing to go to the movies. It's going to be the economic fallout would be catastrophic.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Don't go to the movie, but go ahead and release it anyway.
No, but I'm saying that going back
even
to
even though
the
it could cripple the industry?
Yeah, no,
yeah, I would go ahead and release it. And then when it came time for the lawsuits to happen, if something happened, I would make sure that those things got thrown out. Because anybody going into that theater also knows that there's a possibility that something could happen.
No, Jerry is saying
that already nullifies any kind of lawsuit that would come up.
Jerry is saying that if a theater shows it and there's an incident, an explosion, or anything that they're planning, if that actually happens, then that's going to hurt the entire industry.
Yeah,
all the other movies that are supposed
to
come out. The theatrical distribution will die for a short period of time, and the industry can't afford that.
Oh.
No.
Nothing's
going to
happen.
No. We're just talking about a what if, though. You're talking about a lawsuit. I'm talking about the psychological implication. People will be hesitant to go to the movies. I mean, and they will, if that happened. If let's say the interview is going to come out, and it did happen or something. Even if it's just like something minor, but that has a ripple effect.
Well, what if tomorrow North Korea says, actually, we're just going to start targeting all movie theaters because we don't really like the movie business.
Well, then I think the whole world will go
not about the interview anymore. We really don't even like you.
Well, we're
going to go after all the movie theaters first.
Okay. Well,
we have set a precedent that emboldens them to do just that.
Yeah, but let me just go.
If I was North Korea, that would be my next move.
If I was North Korea, I'd try to feed my people before I do anything else.
Seriously.
I don't think, but let's be real. I don't know if North Korea would actually, if it's North, you know, I think it's not so much North Korea I worry about. It's the imitators I would worry about, the people who would like go out and take advantage of this is what I would worry about. Because let's be honest, China doesn't want to see anything happen to North Korea just for one simple reason. They don't want that flood of refugees coming. And that's where all those – because once North Korea – if North Korea does anything like in an actual attack, I guarantee you the response would be so much that in China knows that. And China's like, well, God, we're going to get all these refugees. No, we don't need them. So that – but I want to go back to the thing is, though, if – I do think now, even though Obama says he wished that Sony had called him first, there were other ways to go about this, to completely can the film, to not release it was not good. There are other ways. I can't believe that you could not make a deal with Netflix, with Amazon Prime, in the next couple of days. That you could. I mean, I just
yeah.
Find
how come you can't
believe.
Fast track that shit?
Usually
it takes months to do, but let's do this like tomorrow. You know, where's the dotted line? Let's sign that shit and get it on over. That's what I would.
But who,
I would,
but
I would
who
have
wants
made sure.
To? Who wants to set that precedent? I mean, who wants to?
Well,
come,
I mean, it's either
to
it's
the
either
forefront.
Play it in the theater or don't play it in the theater. Which is it?
Who wants to come up like a Netflix?
Are they
or
both
whoever?
Shitty choices?
Let Jamie finish his point, please. Let Jamie finish his point.
If Netflix comes up and says, "Okay, we'll distribute the movie." And if, God forbid, North Korea declares war on us and starts to attack at random just based upon being instigated by this, does Netflix really want to set that precedent? That's why everyone's so fucking scared. They don't want to do it. They don't want to be the first one in the lead.
Right, right. Okay. It was just a suggestion, but I mean, you're right.
No,
I mean
they're afraid they're
going to
get hacked next.
There's so many aspects of this. That are no win, you know.
Yeah, well, that's what we're saying. That's what it seems like we're saying. There is no winning in this. No winning.
Let me ask you guys another question, though. And this is something that has been brought up, you know. And it doesn't make sense because it's so stupid. What if this was a publicity stunt?
Well, you know, there's some people out there who love conspiracy theories, and they think that that might
be
true.
No, but
I know, and that's retarded.
It would be the most retarded publicity stunt of all time. I mean, Kevin Smith is the only one who does this to his own movies, and they don't help his movies at all. He creates these publicity stunts, you know, and they backfire on him horribly. You know, I often wonder if Mel Gibson with The Passion of Christ and Apocalypto did all this stuff just because he was, well, making a movie in Aramaic and there's no way I can sell this movie. Ah, I got an idea. The same thing with Apocalypto. We got Sugar Tits tantrum. And then for The Beaver, we got another tantrum that didn't help that movie at all. But,
yeah, but the deal is here that they're not selling the movie. I mean, it's like the worst publicity stunt in history because they're not releasing the movie that
they're
publicizing.
I don't think it's a publicity stunt because why would you... And I didn't even bother responding. Why would you then drag your own company through the mud, destroy so many careers in the process?
Your reputation goes right in the toilet. I mean, that's the opposite of good marketing.
Yeah.
They should just leak a copy.
Mark.
You know what they should do? They should just leak a copy out. You know, let it get bootlegged. You know, if they're gonna trash it anyway, they might as well. Just go ahead and leak it out, let it get bootlegged, and then, you know, it'll be everywhere. Instead of only 300 million people in our country, 350 million people being able to see it, now 6 billion people will be able to see it because it will be everywhere. And you can't bomb everywhere.
More people know about this movie because of Kim Jong-il, or Kim Jong-un. Because of North Korea, because of their actions. Like a ton.
And they're going to see it. They're going to see more of it. And what's so offensive in it anyway? It's just a big old joke.
Well, no,
why is he so butthurt about it?
They do kill him. And then here's the big thing you have to remember about.
But it's a joke.
In the movie itself is a joke, but in the actual movie, no, it's not. But remember, in North Korea, he's considered a god. He is not.
The movie is a comedy.
He's called
it's
Supreme
a joke.
Leader, God's sakes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
but
Dean, you're forgetting
here's
something
the latest,
about this.
here's the latest release from them. Now we want you never let. I mean, they're speaking broken English, obviously. Now we want you never let the movie released, distributed, or leaked in any form of, for instance, DVD or piracy. We still have your private and sensitive data, and we will ensure the security of your data unless you make additional trouble. And we want everything. We want everything related to the movie, including its trailers, as well as its full version, down from any website hosting them immediately. So they took down every trailer and every ad spot they had on their mm-hmm. platforms yesterday.
Right. Well, we're dealing with a very but Dean, to go back to your thing, yes, to us it's a comedy. Remember, if let's say you're the North Korean, if somehow North Korea has a lockdown on the internet, on everything, there's no one could, they think of their leader, you know, is everything that they joke about in the trailer. They really believe that he is a god. He is not, you know, he is immortal. He's all this.
Yeah, he doesn't shit and all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, you know, but
yes.
They really believe it. If they see this, that's making life. It's going to. First of all, this movie. What they're really scared about, what any totalitarian state is scared of, is that you would let your people see this.
See how
and
foolish
then,
your leader yeah. is.
Well, not foolish, yeah. but there's another viewpoint in the world. And they could question your authority. Anything that could question your authority, that's the most
yeah.
dangerous thing. And
yeah.
that's what's so disheartening here is that
yeah.
Sony caved into this really immediately. That's what there were other ways to do this. But as this email that you just read, Jamie, this latest thing is that the very how do you combat that? I don't know. You know, like you said, you don't want to be the one, the first one to.
You just go
yeah.
ahead and do it. Just step up and do it and put it out there. And then that's it. Now it's done. Cat's out of the bag. Wow, can't do anything about it. Sorry. And then take the next blow. And then you take their next fucking blow. And then you take it again, and you take it again. And you stand up and you take it.
Because
the alternative is worse. Which
you know
the alternative is worse to live under
a
yoke of something like a sword of Damocles or whatever.
You know, a big part
where
of
you can't say anything anymore. Who
a,
wants
a big
that?
Part of me agrees with you because our freedoms only mean something if we're willing to fight for them when they're endangered.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
when
right.
they're endangered and we cower. What do our freedoms really mean to us in the end?
That's
and that
true.
This is going to be the end of civilization. Let me tell you, greed and, you know, the end of civilization will be a business decision because when their business is threatened and they cower and they kind of just dissolve away the freedoms that we enjoy,
mm-hmm.
That's how we lose everything that we value. In this country,
the hell, their business
in the guise of profit.
Their yeah. business isn't going to prosper under all of this. You think their business? You think Sony is going to prosper now because now they're going back to snail mail to do all their shit?
No,
and
it's not.
They're not going to prosper.
But they're an international
company. Stand up.
I mean, they got more than the U.S. to think of. They're an international corporation.
Yeah.
The majority of their money is, I'm definitely sure, is not made in the U.S.
No, I got it.
I'm sure that's true. But, you know, they need to stand. They should stand up, you know.
No,
and I'm not just talking about them. I'm talking about also the theater chains.
Yeah.
I think they should stand up, too. I think, you know. We should be seeing, you know, now that Sony has passed the buck and said, oh, we didn't cave. We wanted to release
yeah.
it. The theater chains didn't want to release it. Well, now
see,
we need to go and talk to them.
And that's why I think that's such a crock of shit. If you think you didn't cave, if you don't want to cave, then you release it on the one platform that you have to release it. You do it defiantly. You know,
you know what they're doing? They're doing little pussy moves to see if they can still release it But they're
I don't think
just,
they're going to release it at all now. I mean,
but that's why they're not doing that PS2, because if they were, we really do want to release, they would release it on PS2.
Yeah, let me see.
They would.
Yeah.
They just go, okay, well, it's only going to go to 60 households or whatever, but
well,
so what?
But
you
more
know?
Than that, but let me see.
Well, I know, but, you know, I'm kidding, but still.
Yeah, I know you're kidding, but Sony, is that not what they want? It's not the electronic company they were before. They're having a lot of trouble with their, you know, being innovative. They've gone through the electronics part is not having a field day at all. You know, they're actually behind the curve in a lot of ways, especially when it comes to flat screen TVs and everything. They're no longer the leader in like television and everything. And this thing, if they're banking on Annie to be the golden goose here, it didn't work.
But
here's the thing, Jamie, you bring up a very good point, because when you talk about the end of civilization, yes, about money and greed and everything. That's especially true when it comes to the environment. I don't know how with Sony this is an economically genius decision, because they just lost a shitload of money and they're losing money as it is anyways. This would have helped them. So this is just this is cowardice of epic proportions here.
So I have a solution. So we send Dennis Rodman over to beg the case for.
He's not going
to
do it. He's going to hope that.
Let us release
Kim
this
Dung,
movie, please.
He likes Kim Il-sung has a copy of Double Team, hopefully. I mean, that's what he's saying. They probably watch that every time he comes
isn't
over.
Isn't that the
I
weirdest
mean.
Thing? That is just a weird dynamic there, that whole Rodman thing.
I think it's bizarre that you know, the Kim Jong-il family or whatever and whatever. I think it's weird that they're huge movie fans, that they have, like, a massive movie collection, that they,
well,
you
all
know,
of
they like James
cares.
Bond
Saddam
movies
Hussein.
And stuff like that.
Saddam Hussein loved American movies.
Dictators love our movies. Brezhnev, I think, he's not a dictator, but Leonid Brezhnev liked our Westerns. I think it's like the Soviets loved our Westerns, although Khrushchev, I don't know if Khrushchev is it. As I remember, Khrushchev is very confused by art house films. He had watched 8 1/2 one day, and he just went to his son, I don't get it. I'm not making that decision.
He wanted to go to Disneyland. He did not want the art house movies.
If we had only let him go to Disneyland, everything would have been, puppies and ice cream after that.
It's true.
You know what, though? Let's put the shoe on the other foot, which I know that a lot of people out there just despise. But if North Korea produced a comical film about assassinating President Obama, yeah.
Do you think we'd even care? Do we think we'd even know about it? They could have already done it already.
I think we'd be upset, but it wouldn't be the response that North Korea has shown us. Absolutely not.
For all we know, they've already done it. How many people knows anything about even one North Korean movie? Name one.
Yeah.
Well,
I think that's a big reason why the death of a president didn't make a big stink, because, how many people really knew
nobody
about
saw
that
fucking death of a president thing. It played in five theaters.
It came out, it came and went, and it was just so.
And it was released at the height of the height of the vitriol against that guy, and still nobody said anything, liberal or conservative.
Yeah,
so,
no, I mean,
And again, we don't know. There could be 10, 20 movies been done about, past presidents being shot up or whatever. We don't know.
I mean, we have a little bit more of a realistic perspective about.
Yeah.
I think we just go, whatever.
But no one in Hollywood stood up. Like a few people on Twitter after this decision was made, like criticized the decision. But if you read about George Clooney and what he did, trying to get a petition out to be signed for Sony to stand up and release this thing in the theaters to play it and don't give in, nobody would sign it. Like nobody wanted to sign it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, who doesn't believe in that? Like
it does make you. We'll talk about this at a later date. What do we believe in? What do these people believe in? If it's going to make very hard for very serious movies, how can you believe this if you guys didn't stand up? You know,
Is it just that the entire industry is afraid that people are going to find out through their emails that they'd like to get their ass tickled or something? You know,
well,
is that really what it's?
this thing with the emails affected not, if you really look at it, if you look at the effect of the emails, Maureen Dowd is affected, you know, someone from the New York Times, because she had this, you know, she went to Amy Pastor and her husband to get to show them an article before publication to make sure that they was favorable, basically for them to approve. You know, there was that controversy. And that's a big deal. That's not, now whether we should know about that or not, it's neither here nor there, really, but that is a big deal. She did violate that thing. The other thing, though, is it's also stuff from the guy from Snapchat was being mentored by the guy from Sony, and about that deal and about how the prices kept going up for the deal and everything. And this thing with the emails that what the press has cover the whole, not just the movie industry, but all at watch spectrum. I mean, people, there's a lot of dirty laundry. Can you imagine what, if someone did this to the emails on Capitol Hill or the White House and leaked those? Can you imagine the...
You know, outside of, you know, of course, you know, personal information, you know, phone numbers and addresses, no one wants all that stuff released. But really, in the larger scheme of things, so what if Scott Rudin has bad things to say about Angelina Jolie? Like, so what, really?
Or what about the president,
like,
for that matter?
Okay, exactly. It's like, so what? Like,
well, it's not so
you know,
what, but
well,
it
how does that
little...
really hurt you, really? Like, how
well,
does it really hurt anybody?
It doesn't really hurt, but even though we suspect, I mean, it's not that anything in the emails is so shocking. It's that it's out there, and that Scott Rudin and Amy Pascal and everything would say these things about the president. That's damning information. It's not something, you know.
It's damning for them and their career. I mean, that's just how it goes.
Because I think you know Scott Rudin has gone through many done terrible things to people, you know.
They've
he's like famous for doing
yeah,
terrible things.
Yeah, you know
why
he survived.
And he can still
I'm sure why he survived is he's still able to make money for people. But if he's compromised in such a way that he can no longer do that, then he's dead meat.
Yeah, I mean, you have to remember, Dean, that the money is the bottom line. If Scott Rudin produces several turkeys in a row,
if he makes another hit, then everybody will forget it.
Oh yeah, that's
get to making
saying.
Hits.
But if you don't make hits, though, then all this. But it's all this stuff that we suspected. But the things about Obama, even I must say, wow, that was really in poor taste. It goes back to that whole thing, you know, that you taught early on, you know. Don't put anything in an email you wouldn't want the whole world to see.
Yeah,
chances
that's
are
true.
One day the whole
that's a sad fact now. Don't write anything that you don't want on the front page of the New York Times. I mean, that's just so silly. But you know,
well, I mean, it's the nature of the thing, though. I mean, it's just waking us up to what really this tool is. I mean, you know, this ain't the mail. It's not the mail.
No, it's not. And you know. It's just this thing is a Pandora's box. This whole thing, even before the thing with the movie, this thing has become a Pandora's box, and it's just, I mean, we're just waiting for, I guess, the next thing like this to happen, and I'm sure there'll be others. I'm not talking about credit card breaches. I'm just talking about where massive troves of emails are leaked
The bottom line is, if you're a person who's prone to being paranoid about something, then don't fucking get on the fucking internet. Don't do anything on it.
You're using common sense. A lot of these things that you've seen is people probably thought. I'm sure the thing that bugs me about the Sony thing, though, is they've known for a long time that they were vulnerable. They've known this was going on.
Well, that's true. They didn't invest in fixing up that end of the company.
Yeah,
because they wanted to save every dime.
Penny wise
and a pound short.
Yeah,
here's the latest article that just came out in Deadline. Rand Corporation senior defense analyst Bruce Bennett, who was asked by Sony chief Michael Linton to look at the interview, said today that the depiction of Kim Jong-un in the movie would have harmed the North Korean leader once the elite in his country got hold of the DVD and began sharing it. That's why North Korea hacked Sony, he speculated. A proportional response to the cyber attack on Sony, Bennett said, would be to make certain that the movie got released on DVD so copies could find their way into North Korea. He says, I
See,
think it should
that's
be
what
released.
I said.
It should be released, and it once his elite see it, it's going to have some effect, and it's not going to be good for him. And it should be pirated all over North Korea.
Absolutely, they should get to pirating that stuff and go down to the local laundromat and give it to a
like
Chinese
that,
lady,
like
and
idea.
It'll be all over.
I do like that idea.
I'm all for that. That'll be
because
great.
The only way to, you know, if you're getting bit by a dog, a good way to you know, fucking win that fight is to shove your fucking fist down the dog's throat. Then the victim becomes the weapon.
That's deep.
That is deep. But
wow.
No, I agree with you.
I'm sorry, PETA. I'm sorry.
Yeah, really. You know, we'll have to see how this thing. I cannot believe that they're just going to take this. There's got to be a way that they're going to release this somehow. I mean, I just don't see this staying. Like, I mean, not immediately, but they're going to have to do something.
It's going to have to. They should really just go ahead and leak it. That's what they should do.
They're going to release it when it's a moot point. I mean, after
all
the fire.
They're
going to
try and release it like in January or something, right? You know, like late January.
It's going to be like that River Phoenix movie that wasn't completed until like 12 years after that. They
yeah, right, right.
It's going to be one of those deals.
I'm afraid you're right. Uh-huh.
I don't think that it'll be suppressed for that long. Nope. I think we're going to be able to see it. I guarantee you we're going to be able to see it within the month.
Okay.
That's my prediction.
We'll see. Okay, we'll definitely see it.
I bet that it'll show up on the torrent sites within the month.
Well, I'm looking at the torrent site now, and
this will be the perfect time for them for somebody who had a copy to just go ahead and put it on out there.
Well, let me ask you guys this note, because a lot of people, I would imagine, not a lot, but there are people that obviously would have SAG and Academy screeners in this movie. There are screeners
yes.
out there. There are screeners out there as we speak. I know
that
for a
fact. There is somebody who has a screener that could be leaked.
Yeah. Yeah, there are screeners out there, but I doubt they're Academy screeners. Like, for Academy consideration.
You'd be amazed with everything.
They get pretty ridiculous, you know. Out there, you know, promoting, you know, Alexander and the Not Very Good Day for Best Picture.
I mean, Transformers is an Academy screener. They're all, dude. Do not kid yourself. They're all. Everything is an Academy screener. Don't kid yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens. But it is a big story, and it is kind of ridiculous that it's over this movie. But listen, you know, if we can't. We've got to listen. I mean, you know, I read what the president said about, you know, this being a satire, and if they're going to attack satires, then what happens if they don't? If they see a news story or a documentary that they don't like, you know?
Yeah.
So then we're going to stop doing that shit too.
It's all true.
Well, I'm curious. Someone brought this before we go. What else? Is there something they thought in the emails that they had? There's something that in the emails, and there's something that Sony did not want anybody to see, and that's why they did this, because even though the stuff that has come out has been pretty damning, what if there's something far worse? There's also that to take into consideration.
That's obviously they're afraid of that, you know.
There's something in those emails that got out. They're probably thanked by the skin that hasn't gotten out, that the press hasn't reported on, but there's something in there that spooked them.
I'm telling you, it has something to do with somebody getting their ass tickled. They don't want that getting out.
You're really obsessed with this ass tickling. I mean,
well, you know, I'm using it as a metaphor, of course, but it has something to do with sex.
I know it's a metaphor.
I realize that. And as silly as this culture is, that's enough to cause damage. Like, mm-hmm. Because that's the kind of shit that people care about.
Yeah, they love
yeah.
that shit. If they find out that Brad Pitt's a coprophiliac or something like that, then...
Well, it's
what
they said about all these guys.
I don't even know what that is.
The person who likes to be shit on.
Well, You know, he could be. Let's spread that rumor
that
right here.
That might be
within
the mails, the emails.
Well, it's the stuff that they said about, like, you know, they made comments about Kevin Hart, and it's all this stuff that came out, the thing about Angelina Jolie being a spoiled brat. I mean, not that these are things that are like, earth-shattering, but where you're looking where they came from, though, and the thing about the Steve Jobs movie that fell apart, you know, all that. And
now there's the thing about Denzel Washington, how they said that no movie with an African American in the lead would be an international hit because, quote unquote, they're all racist over there.
Yeah, no, I mean, I hear you.
Okay.
So,
a lot of bad stuff. A lot of bad stuff in those emails.
Yeah.
So release it any way you can. I guess that's our suggestion.
Absolutely.
We are sensitive to the plight of all involved, but there's, from my perspective, but there's more at stake here than just the interview. I mean, we cannot set this precedent.
Yeah, no.
Those guys
need to see that. Listen, if we can't really listen, you're not going to stop us from doing our thing.
We want our dumb comedy. You know.
Yes, we want
right,
to
right.
do it. And if it hair lips you. Tough shit.
If it hair lips you?
Yeah.
Okay. You're full of them today, man. You're
like, yeah, you really are.
Philiac, if it hair lips you. Who the fuck am I talking to? All right, guys. Well, we'll be back Sunday with Mike Lee. His film, Mr. Turner, is actually one of the few that will be released on Christmas Day. I don't think the terrorists targeted that one yet.
Not yet.
They don't approve
of his of Mr. Turner's wild ways of painting, and that could threaten the dictatorship.
Yeah.
So they're targeting the theater.
I know, really.
Mr. Turner.
I know, God.